Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
An Erio's original.
I'm Leslie Arfin, and this is my show, Filling the Void, a show where I get to know my friends better by talking to them about the things that bring them pure joy, also known as their hobbies. Hello, friends, family, foes, frenemies, Frank. I don't know. I hope somebody listening to this is named Frank. God, that was not a good joke. Just Leslie, stop trying to be funny. It's just a fail. But what wasn't a fail was interviewing our guest today, Anders Holm, who you might know from the TV show Workaholics. But he's produced, he's written, directed, he's been in many things. I wanted to talk to Anders today about sneakers. Now, he would say that maybe sneakers aren't his hobby per se, but I think after listening to the episode and hearing how he talks about sneakers prolifically and poetically, I think that you would disagree that it's not his hobby or the thing that brings him joy or what fills his void. I know you have a lot of hobbies, but the one that sticks out the most for me is sneakers, because you taught me a lot about sneakers.
Okay.
One. Two, you told me once that before you go
and
to
I don't tell you twice.
No, you okay? Don't. You only told me this once, and uh-huh. When I asked you to repeat it, you wouldn't. Mm-hmm, but I'm going right. to ask you right now, today. Is it true that when you fall asleep, instead of reading before you go to bed, you watch...
It's not instead of reading, but I love the idea of you being like, he's not... Sometimes he could read, but he doesn't. I don't read. I can't read. But I watch YouTube videos. Ones I've been watching recently are time-lapse videos of people digging out basements under their house.
Whoa. Oh, wait. We watch those?
Yeah.
Wait, no.
Okay.
Explain more.
So it'll be like some guy being like, hey, what's up, everybody? So the time's come. I'm going to dig out the basement under my home. We've got 5 guys working on it, and here we go. And then it's just like time-lapse video of the several months of like unloading all the dirt, digging it out, laying concrete, doing foundation work.
I love that. So soothing.
And then like putting up the drywall, piping, all the stuff. And then like, all right, 3 months later, this much for material, that much for labor. And now I've got my man cave or whatever.
And you watch it because it's soothing.
I watch it because I want to build a basement under my house.
Oh my God, you should, can, and will.
But yeah, that's what I've been watching. I used to watch like frisbee golf tournaments. I watch a bunch of like just workout stuff, like workout equipment reviews.
Oh my God.
It's bad. But the sneaker stuff is, yeah, it's basically just people being like, hey, I bought these. This is what I like about them. This is how they fit.
Would you say that sneakers is your hobby?
I'm not like a sneaker guy in the way that people are sneaker guys, because I like the ones that most people don't like. Even though like New Balance, which is my main focus, mm-hmm. is having like a moment right now. Mm-hmm. I'm not like the biggest fan of the ones that are cool.
Right. But that is on purpose. Like,
it's not. I mean, like,
you like what you like and it's who you are.
Sure. Yeah. But like, so like, for example, the 550s, which are their kind of like retro basketball shoe that they brought back.
Yeah, that's what you told me. Because I was like, I like these. What are they?
Yeah.
Anders said, they're 550s. They're hot. I swiped them up. I love them.
Yeah.
I don't like, I'm not, I wish that they had more color options for me at the time. But I love them. And I know, but I know that they're like the hot shoe. But that's not why I got them.
But I never liked, they're just not, maybe I would have liked them if they didn't come back in such a big way.
But you have like four pairs.
Of those?
You,
of 550s?
Yeah.
I have two pairs that New Balance sent me.
Oh, okay.
Which is very nice and very, very, very sweet, very kind.
Uh-huh.
Never worn them. And I don't think I ever will.
Wow.
I'll probably give them to my kids to wear if they want to, when they can fit in them.
So you just don't like them?
Yeah, I don't like them.
Really?
They're
just not your stee.
They're just not. I just don't. I'm like a running shoe guy.
But are you a runner? You're an exerciser.
I run, yeah. I've never liked basketball shoes traditionally. I just always thought they're too big and clunky and too loud, which I get. That's a whole thing. But like, I don't want to be noticed in a way where it's like someone has to look right. If someone looks and they notice, like, oh shit, like,
right,
those are super rare, then I go, yeah,
this is what I'm saying, this is what I like about your sneaker game, whether you think it's a hobby or not. Because when I'm like, I really like this sneaker that'll be from a Pinterest picture from 10 years ago, and right, I send it to you, you know exactly what it is. It's like a blurry picture of a sneaker. You'll right, send me a link to exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not is irrelevant. You know exactly what it is and how I should find it.
Yeah, you know.
And what it's called and the names of them. Like, I don't, not, that's not for everybody.
But nobody, and for New Balance, nobody knew this until 10 days ago. Not literally 10 days ago, but like, 2 or 3 years ago, they started to kind of catch on and started signing athletes, which they never really did before. Started making basketball shoes, started making doing collaborations with like cool streetwear artists, and like, there's a lot of dope shit coming out. And now they've caught wind, and like, you know, part of me is like, oh, is this like temporary or is this permanent? You know, even though I've been wearing them on and off since high school.
Right,
which is fine. I'm like not like a gatekeeper or whatever, but as far as collecting shoes, I still have my shoes from high school. But
you do?
Yeah.
Why?
They're awesome.
Which are your favorite pair?
I have a pair of Nike Air Lava Domes.
Uh-huh.
Which are like not climbing shoes, but like hiking shoes from the 90s.
And they don't make them anymore?
They bring them back every few years.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't seen these colors since then. Got them out of East Bay catalog. Rest
amazing
in peace. But like, when I started doing Workaholics and chose to wear New Balance on Workaholics, and also chose to wear Rod Laver's, which are Adidas. Oh,
those are like one of my favorite sneakers.
Right. As opposed to Stan Smith's. They were like, do you want Stan Smith's? And I was like, I want Rod Laver's.
Yeah, I go Rod Laver. Well, actually, I go the Forum 84. Mm-hmm. I just bought another pair and I accidentally bought two. It was a StockX thing. I fucked up. I should have canceled the bid, but it doesn't matter. I can give them away or resell them. They're dope. If anybody wants them, hit me up. Seven women, seven and a half. But Forum 84, which Anders did turn me on to. You know what the funny thing is that I saw them at like DWS or whatever. What are those sneaker? WSS?
Yeah. WSS. I was like, DSW? Okay.
Whatever. You know what I'm talking about?
Get your church shoes and your gym shoes.
Or, yeah. I love that place.
WSS. Yeah, because they're not in a super duper expensive shoe.
Right. And I saw them there and I was like, I love these, but am I wrong to love them? I didn't have enough confidence in myself to think they were right.
Right.
I bought a pair of New Balance that I just like wasn't sure if I liked them or not. Sent them to Anders. He was like, those are okay. Like, those are cute, but like, I think you would like these, or like, do you know, or you just started it. Like, maybe you would like these. And I was like, I love those. Like, and they were 550s maybe. I didn't even know that they were a thing.
Well, like, to me, you seem very like New York. And to me, the forums and the 550s remind me of just like Run DMC, New York City.
Yeah.
Like the era that we were watching younger. And so they just seem like something you would just throw on and stomp around.
Yeah, that is...
NYC.
Yeah, like when I, like, I really love like the hip hop style of like the late 70s, early
80s.
Right. Like, I just think it's so cute. I also love like a hood rat style. Don't get me wrong. Like Krayshawn, when she like first popped off, I was like obsessed with her. Mm-hmm. What I was going to say Adidas wise though, and while I love Nike, I have always gone back to Adidas time and time again. I don't think it's got the cachet that Nike does. I don't care.
Right.
Also, I wear Adidas and Nike together, which is like, I heard that was like forbidden. And I don't care.
To wear like the Nike pants with Adidas shoes, or like Nike socks with Adidas shoes or whatever. Yeah. I mean, it's a little whatever, but you know what I think is funny? Not that funny, but interesting, and not that interesting is that now, remember how like normcore was like the flex where if I can wear like the worst outfit, I'm the coolest.
Yeah.
Now people are trying to, or just doing it, wearing mixed matched brands.
Oh, now that's bad. That's
because they're like, I'm cool. You can't tell me I can't dress like this, or I can't do this. I'm pulling it off.
I mean, word up to that, but I was merely doing it just because I don't have that many options.
Sure. I would not. Here's what I'll say. For exercise, I wear whatever's the best on foot, sock, shorts, shirt.
Yeah.
And it can be four different brands. I don't care. I know some people work out in the full ensemble,
right?
Which is fucking insane to me, because I'm like, what? But again, whatever.
Maybe it helps them like want to work out.
Sure. Hey, then sick.
Yeah.
But if I was gonna throw on like an Adidas hoodie, I'm probably gonna wear Adidas shoes.
Okay. Fair enough.
I would feel weird.
Yeah.
Perpetrating is what we called that when we were growing up.
Yeah. we did. Like
we had a crew at our high school called the Three Stripe Posse. And it was like a handful of kids. And you had to be like asked to join.
Whoa.
And it was like an honor. And you only wore Adidas.
What grade?
It was all grades. But I think by the time you were like a junior or senior, you were invited to be part of it.
Wait. It went on to junior, the Three Stripe Posse.
Yeah.
Were you invited?
No, because I was wearing New Balance at that time.
Whoa.
These were kids who like loved Adidas, who like only wore Adidas. And you would be like noticed and then like brought in, and then people would like graduate, and like then that person would get older. They'd bring another young buck.
They needed to get their asses kicked. I'll tell you what.
What?
The Three Stripe crew.
Why? Three Stripe Posse. Come on now. TSP.
It just seems a little exclusive.
Yeah. I'm bringing exclusive back.
Okay.
I want some people excluded.
But were you ever invited to be a member?
No.
How do you feel about that?
It's fine.
You didn't care back in the day?
No.
You swear.
Shout out O'Neal and Ronell. Only two dudes I knew in TSP.
But, TSP.
Yeah.
What was your first favorite pair of sneakers? Like, what were you like, I think I love sneakers?
My first favorite pair. I mean, I remember going to the Nike outlet and my parents were like, you can spend $90, I think. And I was like, here we go.
Yeah.
What do we got? And instead of buying a $90 pair of shoes, I got two. For 45 and 45.
Nice.
And it was a pair of black and white Huaraches.
Uh-huh.
And a pair of Air Azona ACGs.
I don't know what those look like.
They're sick.
I want to see a picture, but I didn't realize Huaraches were like old and then they brought them back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't...
This was the year Huaraches came out. This was probably 94, maybe 93.
And so... in 94-93, I was probably wearing Gazelles.
Sure.
Before that, in seventh grade, it was Sambas.
Yep.
Everybody had Sambas. Mm-hmm. You folded the tongue down. I didn't play soccer. I didn't play sports.
Yeah.
We wore Sambas. Right. That was the look. Eighth grade, got into the Beastie Boys, saw a picture of Mike D wearing Gazelles, mm-hmm. bought Gazelles.
Yeah.
They were green suede. Loved them. Then at ninth and 10th grade, I probably still wore them, but I was like maybe not wearing sneakers as much and more like Doc Martens or something.
Okay.
Yeah, I went punk.
You let, like, did you feel more adult in Doc Martens?
No, like I just felt more alternative.
Uh-huh.
Right? So sure. like, but I would wear like, you know, dresses and Gazelles. Like, I mean, I was a freshman in high school yeah. in 93.
Yeah.
But in 96, 97, I was wearing the sneakers that I have now, which are downstairs. Air Max.
Mm-hmm. Which year? 95?
Well, can I bring them up and sure. you can tell me? Can we just yeah. pause it for a sec? Hold on.
Okay, guys. If you're listening, she just ran downstairs. We're recording this in her bedroom. I'm going to describe it to you. She's got like plantation shutters, really blocks out the light, a huge mirror, very nice so you can see your entire outfit, big bed, Kleenex above the bed. So I'm wondering who has the boogies in the middle of the night. I can look into her closet. Yep, she's back. She's back.
Here.
Yep.
What are these?
Those are 97s. Look at these. These are like a deal with the devil kicks.
This is actually... We'll talk about
these. Oh, yeah, yeah. You got Jordan 6s here. We've got some Stan Smiths. A little funky, a little stinky.
A little stinky?
I'm JKing. Look how cute these are. Mine are like boats, really, and yours are like cool, cute little.
Because my foot is a mm-hmm. lot smaller.
Oh, what are these?
Those are, I love those. So those are Adidas Alexander Wang jump offs.
Wang! Oh, they got.
I have a lot of Reeboks.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow. You got the Air Raids.
Yeah, I really like these. But
those
like,
were the coolest shoes ever when they came out.
Really?
Well, because it was the whole era of like Malcolm X, the movie came out.
Totally.
And like, yeah, those are sick. Look
these
at you
These are
go.
Cool. I didn't know.
She's now modeling in front of that mirror I was yeah. talking about.
Sorry. Not.
Those are tight. So black and red, that's your Stees?
Yeah, and white. Mm-hmm. I guess I, yeah.
I had Jordan 6s. I remember my dad's cousin worked for Nike, and he was like, she's asking if you want something for Christmas. And I was like, yo, if you can get me what are called, I believe, like the Carmines. They're like red uh-huh. and white.
Mm-hmm.
I want those. And then she got me white and navy, and I was like, okay. But they weren't out yet or something, so I wore them to school, and everybody thought they were fake.
Whoa.
And I was like,
wow, you got called out?
They're not fake.
Yeah.
I have. But then somebody else got them like a month later. And I was like, see?
Shh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I do gravitate towards the red. I have air.
What By the way, they, what are everyone seeing? Listening, most of her shoes are red.
No, they're all black.
Black
they're,
and red. Black
there's
and
some red.
Red
on a lot of them. I don't really wear these Jordans anymore, but I can't throw them away because
they're
to
so
find
dope.
These in my size.
Uh-huh.
So now sneaker companies are starting, just starting, people, if you can believe this. And by the way, I hope somebody who works at Nike or Adidas or New Balance or Reebok is listening.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt it, but they make such better sneakers for dudes. It's crazy. It's
there's
it's 2023.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You are correct. But there is the beginning of a sea change.
Yes.
Maybe that's not the right word. But like things are shifting towards
unisex.
Female, well, unisex, but also female designers. Shoes released for women, by women.
I don't want that.
You want unisex.
I want, yes, because not that I don't want shoes designed by women for women. I'm down for that if they look good, but usually, and I won't name names because they're women that like I respect, Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want pink and purple sneakers.
And some of them aren't that. That's not even what I'm saying. I guess what I'm saying is like the sizes stop at like a women's 11 or 11 and a half. So that it's not just like guys
right.
getting them. And they're just designed by women.
Well,
it doesn't mean they have like vaginas on the back of them.
No, but like I guess I haven't found.
Although
a pair.
That would be tight.
Or just a sneaker designed like shaped like a vagina, and you just like slip your foot into it.
That has to exist, right?
I know.
If you're listening, Google vagina shoe and send her a picture, please.
Please, and send me a pair. I don't know. I guess really what I want are like boy sneakers because they look super cute.
But you know what's funny though? As you say this, I remember my buddy Alex. We would always talk about how girls' shoes had the better colors.
What?
Yes.
That's not so.
That's how we felt.
So you guys just like pink and purple?
Well, they were just more... the guys' colors, I'll say this. Both gender shoes were limited. Like guys were guy colors, whatever the fuck that is. Mm-hmm. And then women's were girl colors, whatever that is. And so like if something looked dope on either side, you want to wear it. But the women's colors, you could get like lighter, softer type of tones that you're like, that looks sick.
Totally. I feel that. These are pretty much all, with the exception of the forums, because Adidas has been like upping the game with unisex, and those are kind of new, but like these are all boys, youth size 5.5, 6, right. even probably those Stan Smith. So I was going to say before was that I go Rod Laver, Stan Smith. I never go superstar. They're not for me.
Sure.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Do you judge people based on footwear?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, yeah. Judge. I don't. Judge is not a negative word for me.
Oh, I love that.
Right? It's just an assessment, right? So it's
okay.
So by the way, you can. If I see somebody in like shoes I know cost $1,000 on the aftermarket whatever.
I mean, I know that that's true.
Yeah. So if I see somebody wearing those, I go, oh, this person either knows the person who designed that or spent a bunch of money and wants people to know it. Like it's
a thing.
Yeah. You just go, oh, okay, cool. Got it. I know where you're coming from. Or I think I know where you might be coming from.
And that is not your thing.
What?
Like you're not buying, or maybe you are, I don't know, buying a pair of sneakers that costs $1,000 on the aftermarket to like flex.
I've never spent $1,000 on shoes.
Have you spent close?
$700.
What were the sneakers?
They were the Bodega, what is it, the 997S that they made, they dropped the first ones. I got those on the aftermarket.
What about the MTA ones?
Those I spent $375 on those. Mm-hmm. But I waited. Mm-hmm. I waited like a fucking lion in the thicket. But so like the most expensive shoes I've ever gotten were a pair of off-white Nike, the Air Max 97s. I got those for Emma, for my wife.
Cute.
And those are now well over $1,000
like no
on the
way.
Aftermarket. And the day after I gave them to her, we went to whatever that park is, the Lacey Park, right? And she's just out there kicking the soccer ball with them in the
don't
mud.
Say it.
Destroying them.
No.
And I don't care, because I was like, these are just sick. These are what she had in high school, mm-hmm. like the OG versions. And so I was like, check these out. And she's not going to just wear them to right. like fancy places yeah, and like put them up on a pedestal. She's that. Like, they're shoes, right?
Yeah, totally.
And I'm like, mm-hmm. Yep. yeah. Just letting you know, if Wait. Anybody who knew what those were saw you doing that, they would like blow a gasket.
Wait, but what do you mean she had them in high school?
She had Air Max 97s.
Oh, cute.
Because we were in high school in 97.
And that's when you first fell in love with her, when you saw her in the Air Maxes.
Exactly. I was like, she's quick. Someday I'm going to buy her more expensive ones and she'll ruin them.
Yeah. So Off-White, they're streetwear, but they're high end. I know they're cool because other people have told me that they are. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess I just didn't even know that they did a collab.
Yes. So
collabs like the coolest shit you can do, but you can get.
Yeah. I think that's the whole thing, is like these big giant corporations are like, oh, we want to be in touch because we're
right.
these mega conglomerates. So let's collaborate with this little sneaker boutique that's got their ear to the street, or this designer who's young and cool.
Like Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny. He's this big, you know, international superstar. Let's collaborate with him. Now, collaborations are also a fucking trap.
Right.
Because there are general releases, mm-hmm. which are not collaborations, that are way better
right.
than some collaborations. But they don't have like the cachet or like the story.
Right,
I'm doing
right,
air
right.
quotes now. Behind them, they're just a color.
My favorite pair of sneakers, and I cannot find them anywhere. I've checked places for years. They were suede. They were like Nubuck suede mm-hmm. green Reeboks from like their 50th anniversary. Mm-hmm. They didn't look that different than regular
What
Reeboks.
Style of shoe?
Like the classic Reebok Classics.
The Reebok Classic. Yeah.
yeah. I felt so good in them. Like yeah. I never felt more myself.
And you're
in
trying
those...
to find them again?
I mean, I haven't looked lately, but I
just
on and off.
eBay.
Like I did.
eBay will have them.
eBay doesn't have them sometimes, or they don't have them in my size, mm-hmm. or I'm afraid that they're like from Indonesia and might not be legit, but I don't even necessarily care.
People are wearing reps now, as yeah. in replicas, because they're like, what? I don't care.
Well, they're made at the same factory.
They're made at the same place. Somebody just like
yeah.
Backdoored them, and they're like, I don't care. Who cares? No one knows. And if they do yeah. know...
then they're hers.
Congratulations.
Well, it's like, if you know, congratulations. What are you going to say something?
And if you do say something, congratulations.
Right. Wow. Like, yeah, busted.
Right.
I know, it's corny.
People don't care anymore, though. They're like, sorry, I didn't pay $500 for these. I paid $100. And they're the same. What's interesting is like, a lot of people talk about like a shoe and like the story behind it. A yeah. lot of people are concerned with like the story, like, what does this mean? What's the intention?
Totally.
And the story goes into these replicas as well, because it's like, well, the story behind the replica is that it's not real. And the story behind the real one is that it is real. But they're aesthetically the same.
Right.
Comfort-wise, they're the same. So who cares? It's the same except for the story behind it, which is it real or not?
Yeah. Like, is there a story behind some of the shit that I wear? Sure. Do I tell it? No, because who cares?
Well, so, but this is the thing, is that some people
care,
really care, because some people want to know the intention behind everything.
Uh-huh.
Like, I won't wear Yeezys now.
Right.
Because of the story behind it now.
Yeah.
There's a whole new story behind it, right? And by the way, I only have two pairs of Wave Runners, which I love, mm-hmm. because they're designed by the guy who designed most of the New Balances I own, Stephen Smith.
That's great.
But so like...
I don't know what a Wave Runner is.
They're like, to me, the only acceptable Yeezys.
Okay.
They look like New Balances from Mars.
That's
essentially.
Sick.
Right?
And it's very you.
They're great. But now I'm like, I don't want to wear them because the story behind them is Kanye.
Right.
And his recent statements and all that.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it does come down to like, what is mine, what isn't? And it goes for sneakers and storytelling and music and anything that you really, really love. Like, yes, I told you the story about why I loved my Gazelles, but that's more like in retrospect. And so I have
right.
a nostalgic, sweet feeling.
Right. Can I tell you, in the Gazelle era, because people were wearing Gazelles, Campus, Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
We used to get East Bay catalog, but we also got a catalog called Eurosport,
mm-hmm.
which was like essentially like a soccer catalog from the UK.
Mm-hmm.
But because Adidas and Beastie Boys and like soccer kind of had this hip hopness
yeah.
to it in the 90s.
In a weird way.
But yes. I found these shoes that were called Kelme, uh-huh. K-E-L-M-E, and they looked like Gazelles. And they had like a K on the side that went like, that stretched across like the outside panel
uh-huh.
where like the stripes would be on a Gazelle. Right. And I was like, oh, I'm going to get these.
Totally.
And I showed up freshman year in those and everyone was like, yo, where did you get those?
Blown away.
Because I didn't want to be.
Great. Yeah.
But there was a vibe in my high school that people didn't want to cross over. If someone got something, I remember a dude when I came home after freshman year of college and I needed some new ounces. I saw a guy that was 2 years older than me at like a keg party or something. And he had on some 1300 CLS. And I was like, where did you get those?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I got them at the Army Surplus on Belmont in Chicago. And I was like, I'm going to get those. I'm not going to wear. Don't worry. I'm not going to wear them until I go back to school.
Right.
If I had gotten them and then started wearing them and been around him, and we both had the same shoes.
Yeah.
I would have felt like a mark and he would have been like, what?
Yeah. That's why Allie, my best friend in eighth grade, she wore Superstars. I wore Gazelles because right. it was like, we cannot wear the same sneakers.
No.
In high school, once people started riding my dick, no, just kidding. They didn't. I wish they were. And
but
I
walked, go ahead.
But people got Gazelles. Like Talk the jocks shit. Started copying the alternative kids. And I was mm-hmm. like, that's fucking whack.
Right.
It's not fat.
Right.
They're biting us.
Right.
I got Sauconys.
Sure, yeah. I had some Sauconys.
And nobody had those.
Mm-hmm. Like the Jazz?
I don't remember. They were like...
The old walking shoe kind of looking thing?
They were either high top or mid, red leather, again with the red, mm-hmm. white little
mm-hmm.
pasta
yep.
noodle. One thing I ask everybody is like, is there a hobby that you wish that you wanted to be into? Like, for me, I wish that I wanted to learn how to play an instrument.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it.
And why?
Because it would be so fun to, one, walk into a party, sit down at a piano, and then everybody starts singing in, and right. They're
Do
like,
you
oh,
want
my...
to be that person, though?
I don't not want to be that person. Oh, okay. I want the option.
Mine, I don't want to do anything, but I'm always jealous of people who enjoy cooking.
Oh, my God. Right? I mean, that's such a no-brainer. You're so right. I fucking hate cooking.
People who cook are better people.
I know. But is it a hobby? It's a necessity. And then there are people who like it and don't.
Well, it's a necessity to some degree, right? But like when that's what you do, when you're like I got some time. I'm going to bake something tonight.
Right.
Or like on the weekend, I'm going to like smoke a brisket. Like.
Hell no.
And what it is it's never for you. Because right. there's too much food. So you become a person or you already are a person who likes to give and serve. And I don't have much of that type of personality.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of thing that I wish I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't.
That's a great answer. What is filling, like, so it's called filling the void.
Right.
Now, I used to think, now let me just explain that for a second. Because I used to think it was like an empty hole. My opinion about that has changed since.
Because of the podcast?
No, because okay. of my like spiritual gangsterness.
I have to go. Go ahead.
Now, I think you have a lot of things that fill the void, clearly.
The void as far as like sneakers, buying sneakers for me is like getting them for a great price. Is like yeah. that like, ooh, holy shit, I got them for this price feeling, impulse, yeah. right? And then there's the... Oh my God, I gotta have these. The look, the aesthetic look is amazing. I fucking, look at that. That's amazing. Yeah. I gotta have that. And then the other one is, oh, those are sick. That's the kind of thing I would wear when I go here. And so it's like aspirational.
Right, right, right.
Where I'm like, uh-huh. oh shit. If I go to Miami.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Those are perfect buying. I haven't been to Miami in 10 years.
Right.
I don't know when I'm going again. But if I did, I have the shoes to wear.
Totally. What were the what sneakers were your biggest score, like hardest to find, but you found them?
I'll keep it real. At this point for me, people gift me shoes, which is amazing.
I know, you're bragging.
I'm just keeping it real. And then there's ones I just buy. So there's different sensations where like a box shows up and I open it, I go, holy fuck. Mm-hmm. Like I got a pair of Jound 990 V3s, the Montreal brown colorway, which were only released by Jound in Montreal from one of their stores. You can't get it.
This brings you joy. You just hearing you talk about it. Like, I don't know any of the words you just said. Like,
right.
This brings you joy.
But I also bought like a pair of used women's 990 V4s that I'd never seen before the other day.
For Emma?
No, for me.
What size?
A half size too small.
Okay.
But I'd never seen them ever.
Interesting.
And I was like, these are sick. If these were a collaboration, they'd be huge, but they're not. They're just a general color that disappeared into the ether of shoes that don't matter. And so I was stoked to get those.
Mm-hmm. Whether they're old or ladies or new and men's, like, it is the same feeling of like, you love this thing.
Right. So you fill the void, but then when you open the closet, and you see all the shoes for all the places you haven't gone.
Mm-hmm.
The void is staring back at you. And you've created a larger void with the things than when you just had 10 pairs of shoes.
Well said.
And I didn't get into this earlier, but when I was trying to say about when Workaholic started, and I was wearing Adidas Rod Laver's on the show...
Mm-hmm.
And I was wearing like track zip ups. Adidas said, come on out to the showroom here in LA. And I would do that twice a year. And they're like, take whatever you want.
Oh my God. I wish I could be one of those people.
Right.
Hint, hint.
And so, as before, a person who's like, ooh, I'm going to buy those. Cool, I'm set. How could I ever wear more than 3 shoes at a time or 10 shoes at a time, let's say? I then became a person who, because of Adidas' generosity and fucking just being sick, I now had like 50, 60 pairs of shoes, mostly Adidas.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask one more question? What's up with tennis shoes? And why do people say that? And what are they? Because I never said tennis shoes growing up.
I think it's a regional thing.
Your region?
We said tennis shoes.
So when you were buying sneakers... You said, I want a new pair of tennis shoes.
Well, tennis shoes were the athletic footwear before, because tennis was a bigger sport than basketball.
Right.
It was just a bigger, so tennis shoes were what they were.
Right.
And so people
sneakers
just
weren't even invented.
Shoes. Well, yeah, not like, you know, like, anyway, yes.
This is actually groundbreaking news to me, but it's so true, the history.
Who would have thought tennis shoes came from tennis?
Like, these aren't tennis shoes, they're sneakers.
Yeah.
So like, also, by the way, these Tevas,
but what
are
sneakers? Those are
so
sick.
Dope.
I've almost bought those 100
Get them.
Times.
I
you
bought
should
them
see
for
what I
everyone
wore
for Christmas.
Here. They're like those on steroids.
I was going to ask you to talk about the sneakers you wore here, but like a very polite person, you took your shoes off.
Mm-hmm.
Two questions. What's the most played out sneaker or brand?
I don't know. I don't. Things that are played out were probably already played out for me, like Air Jordan 1s.
Right.
I've never owned a pair. I never will own a pair, I don't think. But they're also just classics at this point. They're like the new Chuck Taylor, right? Like, they're played out, but they're also classic.
Like, I remember once somebody was like, or I said something like, I'm not getting Air Force 1s. Like, I'm not wearing that. Like, like those are played out to me.
Mm-hmm.
Or like Dunks.
Right.
I never owned them. I never will.
Yeah.
They're classic.
They were never anything to me. They never mattered to me.
But even in my 20s, it was like,
like
after the fact, when it was more of like a retro vintage look to have them.
It was my least favorite style.
Yeah.
But by the way, I was wearing fucking like, at that point, flip-flops actually. I wore flip-flops for like 2 years. When I moved to LA, I was like, dude, I'm in paradise. I just wore rainbow flip-flops for 2 years.
That's so funny.
Because they were $45 and I didn't need to spend money.
That's a lot of money for flip-flops.
I know, but cheaper than shoes.
Okay.
But I just did not love that style.
So what do you think is the most underrated sneaker or brand of sneakers or tennis shoes? Or what else do you call them?
Underrated? Well, I got a pair
of... like dark horse in the running, kind of.
I have a pair of... they're called Norda.
Uh-huh.
They're from Canada, and they are trail running shoes, and they're, like, indestructible.
Really?
And they're super fucking comfortable, and I love them. They're great for casual, but you can also go on, like, an ultra marathon on, like, a trail and just...
and they look cute?
I don't know if they look cute.
Or, like, the colors pop?
They have popping colors. They only have one shoe.
Mm.
They're a brand new company. And there's different colors, and they're doing some collaborations. But I come from a utilitarian standpoint with a lot of my shoes. So anyway, Norda, super comfortable, amazing running shoes, and, like, super comfortable go-to-Disneyland kick-it shoes.
Great. I think you should do a collaboration with New Balance one day, and I think you will. And I'm putting that into the universe.
Hey, man. Sure. I don't even know if I'm one of those people. Like, you said you want to play the guitar at the party.
Well, I mean, I just...
but do you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't want to play the guitar at the party.
Yeah. But you wouldn't want to do a collab?
Yeah, of course I would, because of what it is. But I don't care to.
I mean, also, though, just to... let me just say, I clearly... also don't want to play guitar at the party that badly, because I would be if I really wanted to. That's what I'm saying. Like, and I don't mean at the party, because then I'm talking about a really weird party. I'm just more talking about, like, at a campfire.
Yeah. By the way, if we go to a party and you start playing an instrument, I'm like,
yeah, like, I'm not... this
is a nightmare. No, anybody totally, who starts performing at a party, I'm always like, do we have to watch this now?
No, I know. It's...
aren't we
so...
all here? But yeah, I appreciate you hoping for me to get a collabo. But I don't know.
Okay, then I won't put it out there.
Take it back.
I'll take it back.
If you liked our show, please subscribe, rate, review, and tell a friend. Filling the Void is a production of the Irios Network. Episodes are produced, engineered, and edited by Alex Paul. Original song by Michael Cassidy.
Powered by ACAST.
Irios.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.